I'm going to dedicate this shiur to my grandfather's yahrzeit in memory of Tzvi Hirsch ben Shlomo Fin Halevi. So tonight's topic, we are on page 133. The question is, when is the ending time? We spoke about the beginning time of Shacharis. The question is, what's the ending time? So Mishnah, source 15, Tfilat HaShachar, Ad Chatzot. Rita says, Ad Arba Shad. So we see here that there's a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. And what's the halacha? So halacha is, L'mayis Nifsika halacha, in the Gemara, like Rabbi Yehuda, Sheshav Zman, Tfilat Shacharit, is the end of the fourth hour. So it's Advar Bichlal, so the end of the fourth hour. So that means that we don't hold that it's until midday, we hold it until it's only until for sure. Now, in fact, the Gemara in Bracha in source 16 says also clearly that Rav Kahana halacha Rabbi Yehuda ho avatana bebechirasa kivase, that we say the Masechet Idiot, which talks about different principles of psak halacha, he comes down and says halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So we see here clearly the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, okay, fine. So let's say, for example, it's now the fifth hour. So like, oh my goodness, Eidim HaShachrit. So is there any value in davening after four shot? But before Chatzot, right? When you're in this twilight zone, so you're after four, but before midday. Is there, you know, better just to be like, okay, I missed it, is there any value at all? So it comes on the Rambam, says something very interesting. He says, Tzvat HaShachar, Mitzvat HaShachar Chalit Fayim Tuchama, Vizmuna Etzof Arba Shot, which is the third of the day, and here we go. Imavar, Ota'ah, Vitpalel achar arba ad chatzot hayom yatza yedei chvat tefila. No, you're still yotzei, but lo yatza yedei chvat tefila bizmana. So it almost appears that shachrit has two components. There's shachrit, and there's shachrit bizmana. So better to do shachrit than to do nothing. Better to do shachrit bizmana than shachrit not bizmana. So we see here, it's almost like a sliding scale.
Yeah, stages. Or like levels.
Like levels, right, exactly. So better to do something than nothing. So better to... So that's the... Now... okay. So that's the Rambam. Now the question is... what's the rationale behind it? And if I say the halacha is like this, so then... Well, that's not halacha, that's not l'chadchil. Well, that's not... Is that l'chadchil? Is that b'dieved? Right? Like... Here's its... Like, you got down by first. I mean, if you're missing something. You're missing what's called tefila bizmana, right? So if that's the case, why can you dive into chatzot? Right? Like, so it comes a bit Yosef and says, listen, the reason why you can do it is based on another halacha, and that's based on a gemara that says, what happens if you get to daven shacharit? You could daven two minchas that didn't daven marv, daven two shacharit. So there, in that Gemara, the language is until Chatzot. And so therefore, says the Beit Yosef, look at that last line, Demasha Mahacha, Sha'af api sha'avar zman tefila, kule yoma yahiv lei schar tefila. The whole day you can get so schar tefila. The lo gara kodem chatzot, Rabbi Yehuda, mahar chatzot ki anna. So since there's a makeup time, if you don't daven, you can always make it up. So it's like a makeup time. So this leads to a major problem. Meaning, is after four shot until chatzot, is that like tashlumin, like making up from shachar, like you miss shachar, but better to say it? Is it connect? Because tashlumin, is that what it's saying? Because tashlumin isn't governed by whenever you want. In order to be able to do tashlumin, you have to either make a mistake or be anus, right? You can't just do. You can't do intent. You can't go into today saying I'm missing mincha today on purpose. Because I'm playing video games, I don't daven two marvs. You can't do that. You don't get to daven two marvs. You don't get to do it. Tashlumin is only if you were anus for the tefillah that you miss. You were sick in bed. You were trapped on an airplane. You were fell asleep. You were right. You're anus for whatever reason, right? But not okay. Forget. I don't feel like davening now. I'm too lazy. I'd rather play a video game, right? So that's a big nafkamina. So if it's based on tashlumin, is it governed by tashlumin that you have to be able to, you have to say like, you have to be, the reason why you didn't make it the first shot is because you were trapped, you were honest? Or no, is it just like, okay, really you should, okay, then the chatzot, fine. But it's not governed by the rules of typical tashlumin. So that's the question that the Beit Yosef asks, and that's what source 18 is in fact talking about. What's the halacha? So take a look from the page. I mean, do you have to be anus to daven until then? So he says, here, we actually want to say, and the Chakira in the Beit Yosef is, just like, to save time, the Chakira in the Beit Yosef is that they both hold you can really daven into Chatzot. The only machloket in Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is this notion of special bizman or not. But really, mikaradin, everyone agrees on Chatzot. I mean, it's not tashlumin. Davening between four shaod and Chatzot is not tashlumin. It's, you can daven then, but because the korban here, take a look at this. Yeah, that the real schar, because since the korban was really brought in the morning, not before four shot, therefore you should also try to daven before then as well. So he says that it's not like a different time zone. It's like it's not like mincha time. No. It's still shachri time. Mm-hmm. It's a shachri time, but yep, not the ideal time, right? You can still daven, but not get full schar male of tefillah shebizmana. And that's, in fact, what he says to do, and therefore it's not governed by typical tashlumin, which have to be anus. If you missed it, you actually can, in fact, daven, and big nafkina for women. For women who are not chayav bizmana tefillah, perhaps they could even do it l'chatchila. Although, So better to definitely be Zimana, right? Yeah. But they probably, so, okay. That's what 20 says. 20 says, Zman tefila ashacha, mitzvah sheyatchil mirtzuchama, okay, im ta'a, or avar, id palel. Ideally, you should definitely try and daven. You just miss out tefila b'schar, which is what the Rambam says. Shonar holds like the Rambam. You just miss out on the special schar of davening special bizmana. And of course, after chatzot, you cannot daven shachri. You have totally missed it. Okay, I think that's the well, and there for tonight. And God willing, we'll do the second half next week.